This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. The Emporia City Commission's unwritten clapping ban ended in a teacher's arrest. Lux Claridge, a 37-year-old Emporia High School physics teacher, clapped in support of speakers at the July 22, 2026 hearing on the proposed Flint Hills Digital Campus, was ordered removed, refused to leave, and was carried out by police. The city's Code of Procedure, adopted by Resolution No. 3758 in February 2025, governs speakers and says nothing about audience reaction. Emporia, Kansas, Lux Claridge, a 37-year-old physics teacher at Emporia High School, was carried out of the Emporia City Commission meeting by police on July 22, 2026, and booked into the Lyon County Jail on charges of interference with law enforcement and disorderly conduct after clapping in support of speakers who opposed zoning tied to the proposed Flint Hills Digital Campus Data Center, according to KWCH and 404 Media. The rule against applause behind that removal order came from a commissioner partway through public comment, and it appears nowhere in the procedures the commission adopted for its own meetings. Commissioners approved every zoning and utility item on that day's agenda for the project, a gigawatt-scale campus planned across roughly 1,000 acres at the city's Industrial Park 4. KVOE News reported on June 2 that the campus was in an initial study phase with Evergy for power, and that officials quoted in the story said the permanent workforce could exceed 200 people. Emporia adopted its Code of Procedure by Resolution No. 3758 on February 5, 2025, and Sections 4.1 through 4.7 are its entire treatment of public comment. Most of them address the person at the microphone, who is called up one at a time and gets 2 minutes on city business. Section 4.7, the only removal provision, reaches any member of the public who fails to comply with public comment procedure, speaks out of turn, or is otherwise disruptive, and it escalates through a mayoral warning to a request that law enforcement escort the person out. Clapping, snapping, cheering, and booing go unmentioned. The only provision that could carry the prohibition is Section 7.1, under which the mayor shall rule on procedural matters during meetings. Though that section routes matters, it does not cover to a majority vote of the governing body, and Section 7.3 bars suspending the rules during a meeting. Before public comment opened, Mayor Becky Smith told the room the commission would not tolerate comments or disruptive behavior from the audience, and that anyone found disruptive would be asked to leave. About 46 minutes into public comment, a commissioner narrowed that instruction. Snapping, clapping, any other rude comments or anything, we will ask you to leave. You've been finally warned, and we're done. Minutes later, a commissioner went further, asking police to act on applause itself. Chief, will you take the next person out that claps or anything, please? The Emporia Gazette wrote that several attendees drew warnings during the meeting for clapping, snapping, hand gestures, and talking over commissioners. The only official account of what followed is a news release the Emporia Police Department issued that day. WIBW built its story on it. The Gazette and KWCH restated parts of it while also reporting on their own, the Gazette with a reporter and photographer in the room, and KWCH with the detail that Claridge kept clapping after commissioners issued a final warning. By the department's account, the commission issued verbal warnings over conduct interrupting the proceedings, and Claridge continued this behavior and was directed to leave the meeting, did not comply with officers' efforts at removal, and had to be physically carried out. The release adds that Claridge is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, and never says what specific conduct drew the warnings. 404 Media reported on July 27 that police had refused to release the arrest report, saying it could interfere with ongoing investigative efforts. With no charging document public, the instrument Claridge is charged under remains unestablished. That matters, because Kansas cities commonly prosecute both named offenses in municipal court under a locally adopted uniform public offense code, and Emporia does. More than 2 hours of public comment preceded the votes, before one of the commission's largest crowds in years, the Gazette reported. Commissioners unanimously adopted large volume water and wastewater service policies, a zoning text amendment creating a digital infrastructure overlay district, the rezoning of 11 tracts to light industrial and industrial flex, and application of the overlay to those tracts, KVOE reported. City Attorney Christina Montgomery told commissioners the rezoning involved only the underlying zoning and approved no specific development, and Mayor Becky Smith said the votes concerned land use policy. A future end user must still negotiate a development agreement and clear further review. No agreement existed as of July 23rd, when Kanzu Park Place spokesman Garrett Nordstrom told KVOE1 may not reach commissioners for months. Kansas exempts qualifying data centers from sales tax under Senate Bill 98, a program the Kansas Department of Commerce administers, and no application tied to the campus has been made public. The Lyon County Clerk's Office validated an Emporia Neighbors United petition the day before the meeting. The petition proposes an ordinance barring high-impact data centers, and the city has 20 days to adopt it, or the question goes to the November ballot. Emporia Neighbors United spokesman J.V. Higg called the removal outrageous, telling KVOE that clapping after public comment disrupted neither the proceedings nor anyone's remarks. The Lyon County Commission adopted 6-month moratoriums the next day on data centers, battery storage, and solar farms, reaching only unincorporated areas, not the city itself. On July 2nd, the Gazette in Colorado Springs reported that the Colorado Springs Planning Commission had set written ground rules for an appeal hearing on the Project Taurus Data Center, telling participants 3 weeks ahead that disrespectful words or actions, speaking out of order when not recognized by the chair, and the use of profanity will not be tolerated. That hearing ran from 9 a.m. July 23rd until shortly before midnight, and more than 100 people signed up to speak against the project. Colorado Politics reported the commission rejected the appeals 6-2 with 4 conditions, and no ejection or arrest appears in the published accounts of that hearing. Larimer County has refused new data center applications in unincorporated areas since January 27, 2026, a pause extended to August 25. Denver and Jefferson County voted in May to halt new approvals, and Longmont capped new proposals at 100 megawatts in June, the Colorado Sun reported. Kim Monson raised the Emporia arrest on the July 30, 2026 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show with Brad Beck in studio, and Beck framed it as a First Amendment question. "When they start clamping down on those types of First Amendment rights," Beck said, "I think we've got a problem and we need to push back." Claridge posted bail and was released, KWCH reported the same day. Claridge called the arrest an inconvenience and said it was not really deterring me from speaking out or, I guess, clapping. Claridge plans to plead not guilty at a September court appearance. And now, Kim's perspective. Emporia's commissioners adopted written meeting rules in February 2025, and those rules say nothing about clapping. When the room got loud over a data center, a commissioner announced a new rule on the spot, and a physics teacher who kept clapping for the neighbors speaking against it went to jail. Rules invented in the moment land hardest on the people who showed up to disagree. Ask what your own city council does when citizens push back on a big project, and then ask whether the rule it enforces that night is written down anywhere. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.